As everybody knows what the date is, does Sammy Joe know what the date is today? Do you know? It's the very first day of the year, isn't it? January the 1st, 2012. Okay? I thought just to wake you up to start with, we do a thumbs up, thumbs down, or like this. So I've got some questions. If the answer's yes, you go like this. If it's no, you go like this. And if you're not sure, you go like this, okay? Have you thought about any New Year's resolutions? No. That is disgrace. Well done. Well done. Have you actually made any New Year's resolutions? Good. I'm glad I'm not in a minority. Is a good... Well, not total... Is it a good idea to make New Year's resolutions? Is it a bad idea to make New Year's resolutions? Are New Year's resolutions biblical? Actually, they're not. I didn't want to, you know, lead you astray. They're not actually biblical. But are you so good that you don't need to make New Year's resolutions?
No, that's a big
no. Right. Is it that you're afraid that you'll make New Year's resolutions and not keep them? Is that the problem?
Not afraid,
I just know. Do you want to change in any ways?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you want to change. Are there new things you want to be able to do?
Yes.
Yeah. Does God want you to change? Yeah. And as he looks round at each one of us today, and he's here and he's looking at each one of us, what do you think he is thinking about you? What do you think he's thinking about you? What he's actually saying is, I love you. I love her. And I love him. I love her. I love him. I love him. That's what God's saying to us. You know, sometimes I'm tempted to think that God looks at me and is disappointed. Whenever I'm thinking like that, I think about the story of the prodigal son. Because if there was ever a son who had disappointed a father, it was him. He'd taken the money that was going to come to him when his father had died, even before his father had died, and he wasted it. And then he came back to his father. And as he came to his father, what was his father thinking? Was he thinking, what a wastrel, what a disappointment to me? No, he was thinking, it's my son. I'm going to put a robe on him. I'm going to put a ring on his finger. I'm going to celebrate because he's here with me. That is God's heart for us. That's what God thinks about us. He thought about us even before we were born. It says in Psalm 139, even while you're inside your mother's womb, I was thinking about you. And it says he has lots and lots of thoughts about us. And I think it's Jeremiah. He says that the plans that he has for us are for us to prosper and to bless us. So at the beginning of the year, and it doesn't have to be the beginning of the year, but somehow it's a useful place to put it. We can think about, well, what does God want to do with us this new year? This year, what is 2012? What does God want to do with me in 2012? Do I want to be the same at the beginning of 2013 as I am now. And I don't want to be. I want to be in a different place. For some people, it's they know already there are going to be big changes in 2012. I think of Ian particularly. It's going to be a huge year for him. Huge new lifestyle. For children, it's always, it seems a bigger milestone each year. Some going on to new school or starting school. But there'll be things in 2012 that we don't know are going to happen. At the beginning of 2011, I didn't think that we were going to have an empty nest at home. I had no idea that Sarah would move out. So many things happened in 2011 that we couldn't plan for, that we didn't know. And there'll be things happening in 2012 that we don't know. But God will be there for us. And I've been coming before God just this last week saying, Lord, give me dreams in my heart for 2012. Put your dreams in my heart. What is it, God, that you want to put in my heart, that you want me to reach for in 2012? And some of the dreams have been spiritual, as you would expect from a leader. and that is that, you know, I will be able to discern God speaking to me more quickly, that I will know what he's saying to me. And the way that I'm intending to do that is to spend time in an evening saying, Lord, what were you doing today? Where were you today? And just the fact that I'm going to try and do it in the evening, I hope will make me more aware of him in the day, that I will notice what he's doing so I can follow on what he's doing. But some dreams are much more practical. One thing that God's really been speaking to me about, and this is just totally personal, is about being more creative. I think it was 2 years ago, I said my favourite Christmas present was a little string of flags that said welcome. And I put that up in the room where I usually have my quiet time in the morning, and it was just sort of spoke to me as though God was saying to me, welcome. You're welcome, Katie. And I was so struck by that, I made that welcome thing over there. Now, just before Christmas, I saw a programme on TV that so inspired me to do a Christmas welcome. So I made a string with Christmassy material with hearts and put welcome on. And I put that up, and I really liked that. And then I thought God was saying to me, but it's not just for Christmas. So I thought, no, I'm going to make one for the new year. So I've made one for the new year. But I thought, no, I want to make one for winter and one for spring. Loads and loads of thoughts just going through my head. And I just felt it was God saying, I put that in you, Katie. I put that creative streak in you. Follow that, because that's something that I've given to you. So that's one of my resolutions, to give myself time to be creative. I've got other sort of practical things, like not putting on weight. That is always one of my New Year's resolutions. I've got a sort of limit in my mind of where I don't want to go above. And so, you know, it's to stay below. I'm not there yet, so to stay below that and to keep fit and all those things. But whenever we have New Year's resolutions or dreams that we want to do from God, there are forces that try to do this to us. They try to bop us. Bop, bop, bop. Because we've got an enemy that wants us defeated, that doesn't want us to go on. In the Bible, it's called the world, the flesh, and the devil. So the devil doesn't want me to be more aware of God. So he will put nasty negative thoughts into my mind, saying, oh, that wasn't God, that was you. Don't expect God to speak to you, blah, blah, blah. He is constantly trying to push me down, bop me on the head. And then there's the world. The world is anything outside that is trying to push us down, telling us that we're not all that good. What makes us think that we can do things? Sometimes it can be adverts that tell us we're not any good unless we buy certain things or whatever. Or sometimes it can be friends that say, oh, you don't want to be a goody-goody, do you? Yes. But that's the world that wants to bop us. And then we actually try and do this. We bop ourselves. Yeah. And it's called the flesh. We get lazy, some of us. And we don't want to take the time to pray or to read the Bible or to do something that we think God's calling us to do. We're just lazy. Now, that's only some people, because some people aren't like that at all. They are the overactive sorts. And their flesh tells them to keep on doing things when they should be taking time to stop. And that can be another form of bopping your dreams on your head. So there's lots of things that do try to stop those dreams coming through. But if we have our dreams from God, and that's where I think we should be looking for those dreams from God, asking God to put those ideas, how he wants to change us, then there is a way to break through all that bopping. And it's by fixing our eyes on Jesus and getting rid of anything that is holding us back. And it may be that we've got bad things that are holding us back, unhelpful habits that are holding us back. It may be that it's good things that are holding us back, just keeping us too busy. Or it may be things that are neither good nor bad, but just not what we should be doing, that hold us back. As well as dreams for myself personally, I have been asking God to put dreams on my heart for the fellowship for 2012. I've been saying, Father, where do you want the fellowship to go in 2012? How do you want us as a fellowship to be different at the beginning of 2013 from where we are now? And for me, it seems as though my particular dream, and this is just my particular dream, is to do with this Sunday meeting. And it's to do with asking God that we will each hear his voice more, to each of us. That we'll learn to discern when we feel God's presence, that we'll not just come away saying, I really felt God was there, but that we'll be able to say, I really felt God was there and he was saying to me, dot, dot, dot. That we'll begin to understand what God actually wants to do in our lives. And particularly that we would use the prayer area more. Not just for problems, yes for problems and for healing, because I really want a breakthrough there, but also for when God's spoken to us in a service, because it's so easy for God to for us to hear from God in the service and then walk out that door and get bop, bop, bopped and forget what it was that God said to us and not do anything with what God says. Because God says it's not just hearers of my word, it's doers of the word that I want. So, and again, that dream will get bopped. We ourselves can bop the dreams that God's putting on our hearts. So what I really want to ask you to do today is to take time to say to God, what are your thoughts for me for this year? I was thinking, you know, bubble thoughts. Do you know about speech bubbles in a comic? Do you know about thought bubbles? They're sort of a bit more like clouds when the person is thinking. So I was, in my mind, I was thinking, there's sort of God and there's thought bubbles coming out of his head or whatever. And I'm in one of them because he's thinking about me. And then I'm thinking, and what are the bubbles about me that God is thinking? What does God want to do with me? And I want to ask you, what does God want to do with you? I want you to ask God sometime today, Lord, what is it that you want to do with me? How do you want me to be more like Jesus? Because that's what he wants to do in all of us, isn't it? To make us more like Jesus. And it may be that God speaks to you on something very practical. Or it may be spiritual. But practical and spiritual all work together. We are a one. So, this paper and pencils at the back, if anybody wants to draw their face and their thought bubbles and what it is. And what it is that you want to reach for this year? And not be bopped. Get a bit of the Holy Spirit's dynamite inside you that pushes through all that bopping. Because if it comes from God, the Holy Spirit can push through that. And all that bopping can be laid aside. And beginning of next year, we can be different. And when we come to next year and find that we're different, it will be all his doing. Because in the end, it's what he does. But he needs us to cooperate with him.